The Double Chapel. Dear visitor, in the museum entrance area, you are already in one of the most significant buildings within Neuenburg Castle, the famous Romanesque Double Chapel. Here, on the lower floor, you have a good idea of the dimensions of the original single-story castle church. It was built around 1100, during the first phase of building during the High Middle Ages. This building originally closed to the east with a semicircular apse, but this was removed to make way for the rectangular altar room on the lower floor of the two-story chapel, which was built during the second phase of building, which took place in the final quarter of the 12th century. The arcade was placed on the two pillars to provide structural stability to the upper floor. These were originally freestanding. The altar could not be preserved, and the late Romanesque font came from the first house of God to be built in Freiburg, St. Killian's Church, which no longer exists. Part of the upper chapel can be seen through the opening in the ceiling. So, what actually is a double chapel? Well, it is two sacred rooms above one another, which are joined by an opening. And what was the purpose of such a building? During the Middle Ages, there was a ground rule which declared that during church services, at least, gentry and heathen should worship together. If we think about other churches with galleries, which also constituted the solution to this problem, it becomes clear very quickly that members of higher social rank certainly did not mix with the heathen. The design of a double chapel makes this painfully obvious. The heathen prayed beneath the royal families on the upper floor. Normal folk and gentry could see each other to a certain extent through the hole, and could certainly hear one another. And with this, the ground rule was considered observed. Before you go up the stairs, have a look at the photographs on the wall. With the help of modern technology, an attempt has been made to represent the most important personalities from the Ludwig families involved in the history of the castle. They were mostly distinguishable by their varying insignia, but their real appearance remains hidden from us in old pictures. You will find their names on the steps leading up to the gallery. From the gallery, you can then enter the next room.